What's your name?
I'll talk in English. Yeah. My name is Andrew Johnson.
And where are you from?
From Nulato.
Where were you born?
I was born around Caltac, below, about 36 miles below here.
Do you remember when you were born? When you were born?
Yeah. What year I was born? 1900. November 17th.
Do you remember when you first heard the story you're going to tell?
Oh, that was must have been about 60 years ago. Or a little less, 59 years or 60 years ago I heard this.
Who did you hear it from?
Oh, I heard it from my mother and three different guys, old-timers. I used to sit around and listen to them. It was nice, they used to listen to a story.
Do you remember your mother's name?
Yeah. Her name was Philomena.
Is that Indian name?
Her Indian name was Sahaniltai.
What does that mean in English?
Well, I just can't tell you that because that's the way they used to call her. I don't know what it means.
Did you have an Indian name?
Yeah.
What was it?
Kastroot. That's my nickname.
Did that have a meaning?
No.
Was the story told on a special occasion for a special event?
No. It's just listening around like, you know, talking about something in the evening, and I heard that story from different people, but they're all gone now.
Does the story have a name?
No, it's got no name.
Why don't you just tell the story then in native now?
Well, I'll try to tell it in native. It's a short story, but some people might like it. Well, I'll start in native way. Nil kayu se tootsat ni. Yu will holon sa ha 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 toots a halto. Di ka hanal kuhun an ego mu kung kuhan no te toy. Hamdina katoh no ha dila. And Mukun an no tasio a hul no idola. An ego mo ot kuda koni tasilit. Tuo se kun to dio se kun ho idola inilin. Ritini lo ho holis tio os kode den a kadasni. No lo on idono den anst on ide. Kitna lot on. An cad chasio hwn o testol. Hwn mynd i'n gwybod arall gwrs o'ch iad. Dyna na cael. Yw, i hyll. Hidio o'r cad i o. I go, chaman. Fa hos, fa hos. Do hwn al dad ysw'n al hos. Nw'n llwna ma chwtio o'r cad i o. An Rahos, Rahos, Ahus, Uda Hills, Chico, the Catolio, you soon a maha, tot an ahus, you ya hunting has at the neck at it who's thrown. And you treat to and you toss at Halio. Otter Rahos, Ahus, Yahitonio. Igloo has new them Namahot and you who was who. A hul solt yn y tîch na hwn dyn iach yn ddo. Hwyl cha tal yw. Yn yw tra hadal tri gwch solt yn chamwni yw. Yn sa chai yw cha tal yw. A hwyl yw cwngwyl an yw chod ni. Hoch ad ni gw solt yn. Yn yna anll anno dal y can. A dy gwchwni o'n tod y can. Yn hwyl chagri a hwyl, nôl gyno hwyl ni. Yn mynd i'n sôd ar Genoss man auch schon nicht. Ziel. Zu euch niemand. Zu euch ein Land. Ja, großer Teil. Nun, ich kann nicht mehr. Eten. I'm going to go to the house. So euch ist Tonok und Kolio. Tonok und Leo. Am Makal in die Tolto, Ahul. Hunden Titsach in Iltan. Dem Maiute Gote Jiloch ne Gose O Kayose Ju. Hosch. Hunden Atsach Titsach in Iltan. An die Gomme und Nodok Tolto ist das Nika. Ahoj, kam otevni. Je, chodí daný snad, on mě to už kam hned kde. Silo se kde tni, to stáh tni. Tu, mě otevu lhota, a il někdo zajde tni kariu. An i kodis, i kam ot kudli nosio. A jde na homný dís, níjoho. Jinak když mi to jeho hodzohyat, chodí kálti jeho ono jinak odtuhno hodem to jeho hod. Jíko se to jeho jdolo na to když a úskolo on, chod nani on. No to otí se to jeho nít nani on. A chod. Jíko se kudaj dáho hod. No to nasek asi kolo on hod. Makani tlaish yesni ahul naltsat. Makani tlaish yesni ahul ku makani naltsat. Mel yes du kazan nila joh yet lahan. Tatan akaku yukhutsada adagayna joh de kun yagagil. Kazan. Iltsat nal nuhunda naan ikotlil taan. Khadi dad kaz jos an khatlo itat ne khilt kosi khutago that's the end yeah okay kosku oh keqa mogta tloy kuko ketsuk al ketqa atsa zoti dol dot ketqa atsa agul qun atal kon That's the end of it. And I still in English. Well, there was one old lady one time, she was starving. Long ago, and she started crying. She sat in front of her igloo house, and she was crying. Pretty soon, it started to get cloudy, and it was just fish eggs, just like snowstorm, fish eggs started to fall. And geez, she started to pick them up, geez, she was glad. Pretty soon, a basket full of fish eggs came down and just hit her on the head and died right there. And she had lots of grub. That's the end of this.
Do you remember when you first heard that story?
Yeah. Oh, geez. Good many times. They used to tell us that just for fun in early days. About this old lady crying for something to eat. And gee, it started raining down. fish eggs. And pretty soon she started pick him up around, and a basket full of fish eggs fell down top, but it happened to hit her on the head and it killed her.
Did you think that was a funny story, or did you feel sorry for the lady?
I heard that a lot of times. Lady, all the old people used to tell them things.
Do you think that story had a special significance? Did it teach a lesson?
No, it just happened to tell kind of a joke stories for the kids to tell, you know. I mean, for us, for the old people. Sometimes I would ask some guys who were talking to them, like, hey, tell me a story. And the first thing I would hear would be this. After he got through, he laughed, and I'd say, gee, that's awful short. Yes, but that's the end of it. Oi. Walking along the beach, you know, walking. And pretty soon he saw a man chopping wood up there, little trail coming down to the river. Gee, he says, I found somebody. And he went there and he had a little house. And he was chopping wood. And he walked up to him and he said, Asta. Asta means partner in Down the River language. Asta. Ilonik mahak askoye mahak iskoye. Don't say nothing, you keep on chopping wood. Asta doosonik dochtsil dootol on. You don't say nothing, you keep on chopping wood. Pretty soon he says, Dorthonik and Nakuluyat Ohul Onten. No words, still chap who don't even look at him. Do it yours. Not Hassi or nothing. Ohul. Saduka that also no. She thought us now. Ni eat luck. Igokun at Salen. A hulk is not that in it. Mulohula in this or cool misconcerted are that layer. Do you want to hit what your kid of a hurry on? That's Nilhonik Halalan a hulk, Kahaltlat, Tahmai Altlat, your nun at Crick had had it so. Cozy for that. That's the end of it.
Does that story have a name, Andrew?
No. I got no name. All these stories they used to tell long ago got no name.
Do you remember who first told it to you?
Little Peter, he's dead. Mm-hmm. Little Peter told me that I was camping with him one night. He was up in the Ladder River. And he told me that story. We were laying there in the tent. He had four logs high. But as soon as he started telling me a story, this one. He told me this one. You go to your Holoilon, who land in the Nodor Dalgeok. You go, you call Knalt, okay, yes. Two nights, I have a log in the Nodor Dalgeok. That's one story got a name. You go, the one I told about Crow. That one got the moon and the sun, and when he was kicked, that was Crow. That's what the old story. That's the end of it. I just tell the name of that story.
It was called Crow?
Huh?
Crow? A story about Crow? Was that the name of the story? In English?
In English, it will be a man that got the sun and the moon. That's when we had all dark in the first days, first early time days. There was no light. And Crow was a medicine man, they call him. It's Crow, it's Raven, we call. And then he got this moon and the daylight. He had to go a long ways to end up to world up there, somewhere to get it. Took him a long time to get it, but he got it. Since that time, the old people said, we started to have daylight and darkness. That's the name of that story.
You just told that one in Indian, too.
Oh, right? I just know part of it.
No?
A little. But it's a long story. Maybe we might have some other nights. Well, actually, pretty good story. That's the best way I heard it.
This is an English translation of the first story.
Okay, I'll patch everything together all I could and I'll tell it. Well, there was a couple of married people living in a place along the Yukon, had three kids. And they were having a fine living, a trap, snaring. And the man would go out and get meat and hustle around for their living. And one day, he went out again. He never came back for quite a while. And the old lady started to worry and think about what he's going to do. Well, one day he made up his mind and he went out and got a boulder of some kind of a big rock. He brought that in. You know, them days they used to live in underground, that little hallway coming in. He told his kids, he didn't tell them what he was going to do, but he told his boys, keep this rock red hot, keep it in the fire all the time. There's lots of wood out there, keep it burning. I don't know how long I'll be going, but I'll be back. So the boys, they were big enough, and he says, okay. So he packed up and he left. I don't know, he was figuring this. He heard about people living around the coast somewhere, and he was on the Yukon Riverside, this woman. So he took off towards the coast. He kept walking, I don't know how many days. He camped and started off again. I don't know, them days they didn't have any campers, but he must have been on the street course going to the coast. Well, finally he come out over the top of a hill, last to the coast. He looked all over, there was a big flat tunnel, flat there. Pretty soon he seen a Eskimo igloo down there, one. And he was thinking, oh, maybe that's where my husband is. I don't know, I'll find out. So he waited a little more while and he went down the flat. Finally, he walked to that igloo. He came in and pretty soon he saw two girls in there. They were cooking something. And she asked him a lot of questions, trying to find out. She must have been a smart woman. And finally, they told him they got a husband. They didn't get married, but not too long ago. And he's out hunting, he'll be back this evening. And they were cooking something, it was seal meat. And he started to get happy for good company, and he was telling them girls, you know, the way to get a lot of seal oil out of that, what you're cooking, is put your head on top of that boiling thing there, and keep moving your head on top of that for a little while. Pretty soon that pot of seal meat wouldn't have nothing but grease in it, lots of seal oil. So they agreed to do it. He said, stay close on top of that pot with your head and keep moving back and forth, both of you. And he says, you won't do it too long, that thing will be full of oil, seal meat. Well, they started to move their head back and forth on top of that boiling seal oil, and he just shoved the boat head right in the pot while he was down behind him. He held it down right in that boiling grease. And all them poor girls died right there. And he dragged one to the end of the corner in the igloo, and another one in the other one, and put their heads right against the wall. just like they're sitting down now. This man, and he went out and he started to wait way up on top of the hill. He was all ready to take off. But as soon as he see this man coming in kayak, and he walk up, he had some seal meat with him. He was gone a little while. Pretty soon he come out crying. And he was going around, looking around along that igloo there. Couldn't see nobody. Pretty soon he kind of stopped, and this old lady listening to him, he hollered down to him from that, on top of the hill. "My," he says, "is it me that you are crying for? I'm the one that took care of you all this time. You was my husband." He says, "You got no business crying for those girls. They're not your wife. I'm your wife." And this man got so mad, he just ran after him. He was going to kill her or something. She took off too. She must have been a good runner. Coming, but this man was gaining on him right along. Well, she was doing pretty good. I don't know how many days took her to go over them hills. It took her just one day or half a day to go over to the camp where he was living. The old man was pretty close behind him. And when he put that stone that was red hot, put it right through the doorway, well, this man was just right behind him and coming in, and he hollered, "Put your head against that red stone," something like that, and this man done it. His face was a picture of Link. His feet, touched him, his feet was like Link. And finally, he tell his kids to do the same thing. And they all became Link. They were all standing there. So she done the same thing herself, she was the last one. And pretty soon they had bent around the hill there. You see a Link family going by, five of them. They all became Link. Well, that's the end of this old story I'm telling about.